Clay? Clay's on our dino. Stop. China?
Okay, okay. And then, what do you call it? An egg that you might put under a chicken that has a...
Nest egg.
Okay. And, let's see. What did y'all used to carry water in? If you had to carry it from the well or wherever, what did you carry the water in?
Bucket.
What were they made out of? They made out of wood or?
No. Oh. Very few wooden buckets I ever saw. Uh-huh. However, they did have some in the wells. Well buckets.
Uh-huh.
You know, you used to have to draw water. Do you... You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
With the... And they'd have a wooden... A long rope with a wooden bucket on either end. Mm-hmm. To go down these deeper wells.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We used galvanized pails.
What if it was made out of plastic? Would you still call it a bucket, or would you...
We didn't have plastic then. Never knew what plastic was.
Yeah, really.
Didn't have it.
Well, now, would you call it a bucket or would you call it a pail if it was plastic?
I just call it a bucket and go on.
Okay.
I have one there.
Did y'all have one or something, a can or something that sat by the door that you'd throw food scraps in to throw the hogs later?
Clock bucket.
Okay.
Oh, that's turned people's stomach nowadays, but everybody had their slop bucket.
Yeah, I guess you had to. I mean, where else were you going to put it? You
know? Well, farmers were very economical. Mm-hmm. You didn't throw any of those scraps away. You fed them to the pigs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. What all kind of kitchen utensils did y'all have? Or did most people have?
Well, we didn't have any that's modern.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you fry an egg in?
Usually an iron skillet.
Okay.
What I use.
Okay.
And I still use them today because I like them better than I do these old sticking aluminum things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is there a difference between a skillet and a frying pan, or are they the same thing?
Well, what I call a skillet is these iron skillets and a frying pan. I don't know whether there's any difference in them or not.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it was thinner. In material.
For a frying pan?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Thinner than a skillet.
Usually uh-huh. Was made out of sheet iron. Uh-huh. That's what we called a frying pan. A skillet was usually iron skillets. Now, if there's any difference, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But that's the difference we made in it.
Uh-huh. What would you call something that you keep on the stove and has a spout and a handle and all that you keep to...
Tea kettle.
Okay. And what would you call a glass thing that you might keep around to put cut flowers in?
Vase.
Okay. And when you set the table for supper, what all do you put on the table when you set the table? Just name all those things for you that you put on the table. We got to have the plate, and inside it you're going to have the...
Plate, knife, uh-huh. Fork, spoon,
uh-huh.
Glass,
uh-huh.
Or coffee cup.
Okay. And if you have steak, you might have to have steak...
Steak knives?
Okay.
I mean, what else?
Okay. And if the dishes are all dirty, you say you have to get up and...
Wash the dishes.
Yeah. And after a woman washes the dishes, then she does what with them in the hot water?
Scalds them, I call it. I don't know what they call it, what anybody else calls it. We all say scald.
Okay.
Scald the dishes. And I mean scald them, too. When I wash mine, I scald them.
If you get your hand in there, you scald them.
No, I don't use my hand. I use a fork or something to dip them out with.
What do you call that cloth or a rag that you use for washing dishes?
Oh, we just call it. We used to call it dish rag. It's plain old dish rag.
Okay, now is that for washing or for drying?
That's for washing, and it's a dishcloth for drying.
Okay. And what do you call that little square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face with?
Wash rag.
Okay. And after you take a bath, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
Okay. And
what are the dumb, silliest questions I ever heard in my life.
I know. I love it. I think it's high time somebody told them. They're gonna get me today.
They got it.
They come get down here and get us both.
Yes, so they gonna get an air full.
Yeah.
When they hear that.
That's true.